Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We're joined now by Morehill Mounts Academy boys coach. That is Christian Wessel, brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, no game late last week. He had a few extra days of practice, you know, following that game against Bishop Ward. It led up to Tuesday night, making the road trip to Riverside. Two very high-quality teams in the Northeast Kansas League, and it showed out on Tuesday night. You know, ultimately, the Cyclones get the win by 5. It was 60-55, but grand scheme of things, overall thoughts and takeaways from that 5-point loss to Riverside on Tuesday night.
You know, we would have rather obviously won the game, but we showed a lot of promise. We struggled in the first half immensely. We were fouling like crazy. I think we had like 8,000 the first quarter. And we gave them, they had 6 free throws on us in the first quarter alone. And then, you know, we weren't shooting the ball particularly very well. I thought at halftime, you know, we stayed fairly focused. They came out and they had, I think they had 10 offensive rebounds in about the first 2 or 3 minutes of the second half. And things were looking pretty dire. We went down 19. You know, we just kind of, we had a few opportunities just to regroup, and I thought we clicked it in the overdrive. We kind of, you know, woke up and got just more aggressive and played harder, and you know, we shot the ball a little bit better, and we mounted a really good, strong comeback and just, you know, fell up a little bit short of it. But overall, I'm, you know, real happy with the guys for being able to, you know, fight from being down, and, you know, we just got to figure out how to do it the entire game.
Yeah, and that's been kind of an issue for a lot of teams. You see 8, 10, 12-minute stretches that you really, really like and are really positive, but then you go on a 4, 5, 6-minute stretch where you're head-scratching and just wondering what happened, you know, and it's just about putting 32 minutes together. You've seen a majority of these teams in the league this season. I just think the quality of depth, top to bottom, you know, is just second to none, maybe compared to years past. What's your thoughts on the league? You look at Valley Falls and Riverside, JCN, Troy, Oskaloosa, you know, all sitting at the top, you guys right there in the middle, but it just seems like the league is so much deeper than maybe the last couple of seasons.
No, it is. You know, the league's really competitive. There's some really good players in the league. Teams we're going up against are well coached. You know, and I think you're seeing that not just in the comparisons with how we're playing each other, but just what happens when we go play in these non-conference games. And so, you know, I think that's a great thing, right? It's good for Northeast Kansas League. It's good for us to play better competition. You know, we believe that we should probably be toward the top of that. And the pieces just aren't quite falling in place, but you know, we're focused on staying committed. And, you know, I love this group of kids and you know, they want to be a top team in the league. I think we have the ability to, you know, amidst a really competitive league of good players. And so, you know, as a coach, you know, we're 9-8, which isn't where we want to be, but I'm happy with the fight we have and the resolve we have. And I think that there's still a lot more to come for sure.
Yeah, and there's still a lot to play for. We still got a few weeks left here. Still a ton of games. I shouldn't say a ton of games, but still a handful of games, obviously, on the schedule to close out the regular season. You know, one of those teams right in the mix of it, Oskaloosa, that's who you're going to see on Friday. What do you see from them, challenges, and kind of the expectations for that matchup against the Bears?
Yeah, really, you know, Oskaloosa, they got some players, the Rockwell boy and the Harvey kid. You know, they're a duo. You know, and being able to handle that, and then being able to handle their physicality, that's something that we've seen, that looks really good on film. And so we'll have to play really well. Well, we got to defend better. You know, I think that's an area that, you know, kind of was an identity for us at one point in the season. We've lost that. We've been a little bit more efficient offensively, which is good. But, you know, I'd like to see us defend better. So that's going to be a big focus going into the game. And then, yeah, it's, you know, it's our Friday night. It's a big night for us. It's a winter dance. So we'll be doing our crowning, and then we have a future Raven night with some younger kids coming up. And then a big one for us is that we're honoring our 2006 state championship team, you know, Coach Van Dyke, and just a group of, you know, extremely high quality team player people. And, you know, so I'm excited for the school to be able to honor them and, you know, for our kids to look back and realize that, you know, they're a part of a legacy here. And so a lot of factors that'll make Friday night a lot of fun, and I think we just need to do our part and, you know, put on a good show and play hard and know that Oscar Ruth is going to do that too, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
There it is, Christian Wessel, Morehill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach. A lot of festivities on tap coming up Friday over there at MHMA. They get Oskaloosa at home, mentioning some of those things going on, so it should be a lot of fun Friday night when the Ravens host Oskaloosa. Coach, we always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.